Investigations into child sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church have been the topic of gut-wrenching movies, books, and documentaries. The acclaimed French director, François Ozon, is now telling another story in France. But The Grace of God is based on a true story and takes a slightly different approach, telling the story from the victim's point of view, as Rebecca Rosman reports.
French director François Ozon is known for his movies that feature strong female protagonists, like 2002's Eight Women. But for his latest, Ozon wanted to do something different.
This time I wanted to make a film about men, about the fragility of men, about men able to express their sensitivity, their emotions.
The film opens in 2014 with the story of Alexandre, a 40-year-old banker, devout Catholic, and father of five who was abused by a priest and Catholic scouts. After finding out that the priest is still working with children, he goes to the church to confess what happened to him, thinking it will put an end to the priest's career. When it doesn't, Alexandre goes to the police to press charges.
En conséquence, je porte plainte contre Monsieur Bernard Prenat.
In real life, the case drew international attention and led to the creation of an organization called La Parole Libérée, or Lift the Burden. Founded in 2015, the group has collected testimonies from the victims of Bernard Prenat, a priest who spent 3 decades sexually abusing dozens of boys in the city of Lyon. Prenat's actions were widely known within the church, but systematically covered up until Alexandre became the first victim to press charges, says filmmaker François Ozon.
It was amazing when I did the investigation on the subject, when I meet all the people, when I read all the articles, I realized this priest never denied about the facts. He said always, I have problem with kids. The church knew, and they did nothing during 30 years. So it's so shocking and unfair. So I wanted to show that.
And really, La Parole Libérée was an incredible thing in France because we allow a lot of people to speak with no limits.
I met the real Alexandre Dussault-Ezez, who carries the same polished financier look of his on-screen character, at a cafe steps away from the Paris Opera House.
We realize that we are not 1, 2, 4, 5, but we have more than 100 people with exactly the same story and with exactly the same impact of their life.
He tells me that Ozon first approached him with the intention of making a documentary. He rejected the idea, insisting on a fiction film instead.
Because to my mind, I think that a film can become a story of everybody. And not only the story of Alexandre Dussault, François Deveau, Pierre-Emmanuel, etc.
I realized they were waiting for me to make a kind of French spotlight. So I said, okay, I'm able to make fiction. I will tell your story as a fiction with actors.
But Ozon's film does stay close to actual events, keeping the main characters' names and using real dialogue from press conferences. Pierre-Emmanuel Germain-Thiel is portrayed in the film as a man who, despite his near-genius IQ, struggles both in his professional and personal life, still traumatized by his abuse.
Hey, qu'est-ce que t'as là? C'est quoi ton problème, hein? T'aurais adoré passer à la télé, hein? Ben non, t'as le droit qu'au tribunal. T'es jaloux.
We also meet François, based on François Deveau, an outspoken atheist who helped start the organization La Parole Libérée.
Effectivement, la fiction, ça permet d'aller plus loin.
Isabelle de Gaumont is a journalist for the Catholic newspaper La Croix. She's written a book about the Prenat affair.
C'est-à-dire que on peut peut-être exagérer certaines émotions pour.
She applauds Ozon for his accuracy, but also for the intimacy he displays throughout the film. With fiction, she says, you can express certain fragilities and emotions that help the audience connect better with the story.
Ils sont plus sensibles à l'histoire.
Getting those emotions in theaters wasn't easy. François Ozon says the Catholic Church tried to block the French release of the film in February, arguing it would have an impact on the trials of Father Prenat and Philippe Barbarin, the cardinal who covered up the abuse.
People are afraid of cinema. You know, it's the power of cinema. You realize a film like Spotlight was very powerful. And my film, actually, all the people of the church were afraid. I was like the devil before the release of the film. And when the film was released, maybe he's a saint because the film is honest.
In May, Cardinal Barbarin was given a 6-month suspended sentence for failing to report the abuse. Father Prenat was defrocked and is awaiting trial next year. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.